Thank you. Now I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me at the front for a few moments, and Kathy Fletcher will have our story today.
There you go.
Okay. Is this on? Hello? Yeah? Okay. It's on. Okay, my friend Kathy Grossman is going to help me by holding the microphone. So later on in the service, Reverend Eddington, which is hard to say, is going to talk a little bit about where we can find the most special things in our lives. And so I tried to find a story that reflected where I find the most special thing I find in my life, and I found one at the library, because the library is a good place to go. And this story is called All I See is Part of Me, and it's written by Chara M. Curtis, and it's illustrated by Cynthia Aldrich, and I think it has extremely cool illustrations. So if you want to look at the pictures, come up closer, because they're very cool. I am part of all I see, and all I see is part of me. I am my hands, I am my feet, I'm the puppy across the street. I'm the moon, I am the stars. I'm even found in candy bars. I used to think that I was small, a little body, that was all. But then one day, I asked the sun, "Who are you?" He beamed, "We are one." "But Mr. Sun, how can this be true? How can I be both me and you?" He smiled, "You might ask your sister star. She too is part of who you are." And so I waited till the night, when darkness let me see her light. "Sister star, how can it be that you are me?" She glowed, "You are larger than you know. You are every place there is to go. You have a body, this is true, but look at what's inside of you." I closed my eyes to see within. I saw a light, it made me grin. "It reminded me of Sister Star," she said. "That light is who you are. Your body is just a little part of the light that shines within your heart. In all the world, in all of space, your light shines bright. It's every place. And when you join it dot to dot, you'll see that you is who you've got. All the plants, the animals, and trees are in your light, and you are these. Look inside each one you meet and see your light. It's so complete. Inside, outside, below, above, see your light and feel its love. You're asking you when you ask me, so you know everything, don't you see? I looked again at all my light and saw that Sister Star was right. For every question there could be, the answer is inside of me. All I ever had to do was ask the part of me that knew. And then I said, there's something more. Each question opens up a door, and every door that I walk through leads to part of me that's new. Thank you so much, Sister Star. I love the part of me you are. I wondered as I climbed in bed, does all me sleep when I rest my head? And then a voice, I guess it was me, replied and spoke most lovingly, even when you sleep, you are awake in every shining star. I snuggled with my teddy bear and saw my light. I saw me there. You are me and I am you. You love me, I love you too. I closed my eyes and found my light dancing with moonbeams in the night. I said a prayer I knew was heard, because all that is hears every word. And I can see in all of me that there can be no end to